The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, well, let's go to Harley. The big story in America, of course, is Super Tuesday. This will clear everybody out. The most probably will only be two people left, Biden and Sanders. The test here is as to whether Bernie Sanders, he's very popular in California, he wins that. He's on the train, I would have thought. Harley.
Yeah, there are a couple of big stories to watch tomorrow. Bernie Sanders has been doing well, of course, growing to the point that some of his rallies have rivaled the president's in size. But Super Tuesday's delegates will come mostly from southern states where Sanders is not so strong. So it's going to be interesting to see how deep his socialism attraction might be. Pete Buttigieg is now out of the race. Amy Klobuchar out of the race. Both are endorsing Joe Biden. That means while both will be on the ballots tomorrow, we know where their delegates will ultimately go. Joe Biden could really crawl back into this thing, maybe. It'll only be a brief boost, I think, because the sheer mathematics of the race favors Bernie Sanders. It takes nearly 2,000 delegates to get the nomination. Nobody's got 100 yet, so it's a long ways to go. Mm-hmm. Super Tuesday is the first time that Michael Bloomberg will be swimming in the actual pool, and he has spent several fortunes trying to buy his way into the deep end. He's spent nearly $750 million so far. He's spent $170 million on just those Super Tuesday states, $78 million in California alone. By comparison, Bernie Sanders less than a tenth of that at $7 million. That's just digital online advertising. $4,000 spent by Joe Biden in California. That's all.
Yes, so, and you've got to get a minimum of 15% of the vote to collect any of the available delegates. Look, they've got a long way to go. I would have thought as things stand now, it may be very difficult for anyone to get to the 1,900 delegates that they'll need to have a majority at the convention. So we'll wait and see. Super Tuesday, we'll keep you posted. Before you go, Hillary Clinton.
Well, this is really interesting because a federal judge has ordered her to be deposed about her infamous private email server. The judge says there are questions that need to be answered, like how did she come to believe her private emails would be preserved under State Department processes? Who told her this? When did they tell her? At what point did she learn that the department didn't even know she had the server? And why did she think using a private server to conduct State Department business was lawful in the first place?
All legitimate questions. All right, Harley.